The first Monday of Lent. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory with all his angels, he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be brought before him, and as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, so he will do with them, placing the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. The king will say to those on his right, 'Come, blessed of my Father, take possession of the kingdom prepared for you from the beginning of time. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me into your house. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see me.' Then the good people will ask him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you food, thirsty and give you drink, or a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to see you?' The king will answer, 'Truly I say to you, whenever you did this to these little ones who are my brothers and sisters, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Go, cursed people, out of my sight into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you did not give me anything to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me into your house. I was naked, you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' They too will ask, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, naked, or a stranger, sick or in prison, and did not help you?' The king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, whatever you did not do for one of these little ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go into eternal punishment, but the just to eternal life." The commentary today is from Father Joaquín Monros y Guitart from Tarragona in Catalonia. Whatever you did not do for one of these little ones, you did not do for me. Today we are reminded of the final judgment, when the Son of Man comes in his glory with all his angels. By helping us mull over the essentials of our faith, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, these are works of love for those Christians who, upon doing them, can see the very same Christ therein reflected. St. John of the Cross says, "At dusk your life will be tested. Learn to love God as he wants to be loved and forsake your own condition. For not doing something you ought to do in the service of the other sons of God, our own brothers, means to deprive Christ of these details of love due, sins of omission." The Second Vatican Council, in Gaudium et Spes, when explaining the demands of Christian charity, which confer meaning to so-called social assistance, says, "In our time it becomes especially pressing to come as close as possible to any man in need and to serve him with affection. Whether the elderly forsaken by all, or the baby born out of an illegitimate union who is exposed to pay for a sin he has not committed, or the starving who appeal to our conscience by bringing to our memory the words of our Lord, 'Truly I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Let us remember Christ lives within all Christians, and he tells us, 'I am with you always, even unto the end of time.'" The Fourth Lateran Council defines the final judgment as a truth of faith. Jesus Christ will finally come at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead, and to give each one according to their works, whether they be rejected or chosen. To receive after their works, good or bad, these will go into eternal punishment, or the just to Christ's eternal glory. Let us beg the Virgin Mary to help us in our acts of service to her Son in our brothers.